You are listening to WJRH Radio 104.9 FM. This is Animatronic Dinosaurs, the premier Lafayette College movie show. This is Matt Peters, joined by
Alex Holm. Sorry, wow, great start already.
Yes, it is a great afternoon. We are an hour later than usual, but just the two of us. Ali is busy filming his own short film, which is an impressive feat. He was up until about 5:30 yesterday morning, so he is deep into that endeavor. So we wish him great luck. I will be joining him later this evening to production assist for him, so I'm excited about that. But yeah, we're a little upset that he can't be here, but we have a great show for you today with the two of us. So, Alex, how's your week been?
It's been a good week, yeah. Getting into things, school-wise.
Yeah, no. This is definitely the heat of the semester so far. But we got fall break coming up, which means sadly no episode next week, but we'll get to that. See any movies this week?
I have not been able to get to the theater this week at all, but I know you have.
Yes, I did. I got to see a movie that Allie called a Matt Peters movie, and if that is the case, I am happy that it is called that. Because American Made was a classic, good, true story, fast-paced action thing that had a great star in Tom Cruise, and it was really a well-told story. No joke. Like, it was from the director who did Edge of Tomorrow. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that. And this one was entirely different than that. No sci-fi or anything, but I just really enjoyed the style of storytelling that I had. So it was a lot of first person explaining to the camera. And this movie knew what it wanted to be. It's not trying to invent the wheel, be an Oscar contender, but it is a good action thriller with some really tense moments, great acting, and awesome scenes, honestly. Like, there's a lot of good set pieces with planes.
Because he's a pilot, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And they filmed on location, it seemed, like, for almost the whole movie. So that was a great, great thing to see, because a lot of films don't do that anymore. And, yeah, I mean, this cast, Tom Cruise, after The Mummy, which wasn't really good at all, and he wasn't good in it, this brought him back up. He really does have the talent to keep being a movie star in his 50s. And it really suited him well. He wasn't trying to be a young guy like in The Mummy either. Like, he was an established pilot who got called into this mission because he's so good at his job. And then Domhnall Gleeson, one of the best younger actors now. He is also great as like his boss type who gets him into all this trouble. And the supporting cast was all great. No one I really heard of, but they were good. So I do recommend going to see this. No doubt about it. There are a lot of twists and turns, and American Made is greatly made.
Great. Wow. Greatly made.
Yes. So, in honor of Tom Cruise and his well-made picture, we were thinking, why don't we do a Tom Cruise list? Because we haven't done that yet on this show.
We have not.
He is one of the most celebrated actors of the past 25 years. He is a worldwide blockbuster. So, especially in Asia. He really attracts over there.
Maybe it's the height thing. I don't know. Tom Cruise is so short.
He is. He's very short. I hear, like, when he was dating Nicole Kidman, like, 10 years ago, she couldn't wear high heels because he'd get mad.
Because he was just too short.
But, yeah, so it was really hard trimming down his filmography to 5 movies.
It was. There's definitely more than 5 classic movies in Tom Cruise's repertoire.
Oh, no doubt. It was hard. Like, I had to leave off some good ones. I'll get to honorable mentions when I get to number one, but you have a list?
I do have a list.
Great. All right. So we'll start with our number 5s. Alex, what is your number 5 best Tom Cruise film?
My number 5 is probably the least Tom Cruise film on my top 5, but it's Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
I know he played a smaller role in that, but still a pivotal role. Such a funny movie. One of the funniest movies of the last 15 years.
Definitely the funniest he's ever been.
For sure.
He was so good in that, though.
Yeah.
Like, totally immersed in the character. He was just having a good time. But it wasn't like a comical, like, laughing at Tom Cruise self thing. He was actually playing a guy.
It was actually a well-made, smart comedy.
Yeah. And it's very quotable.
Yes.
We can't say it on air. But there are some good lines that he says, and his dance moves will be ingrained in my head forever. But yeah. If Tom Cruise ever gains a lot of weight and becomes bald, he'll have a career.
As a comedian.
True, true. All right. My number five is Jerry Maguire from 1996. Have you seen it?
No, I have not. I've been meaning to.
It's a Cameron Crowe film. It's aged a little poorly. Like, when it came out, it was like Oscars for everything. Like, nominated. And then Cuba Gooding Jr. won Best Supporting. But Tom Cruise, like, he is the anchor to this film.
Mm-hmm.
Because so much is going on. There's a lot of, like, side plots with, like, Cuba Gooding and, like, trying to get a contract. Renee Zellweger, Jerry O'Connell, like, all the players and everything. And, like, he's trying to go against other agents. So, yeah. And if you don't know what this is about, it's about Tom Cruise being an agent for one of the biggest, like, washed-up sports guys. Mm-hmm. And so he's trying to get him a good contract. And no one thinks he can get him a good contract, but... because the player plays well and Tom Cruise, they do get a really good one. So it's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like really cliche quotes from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also because this movie created those cliche quotes that like now have aged and like been quoted so many times. Like, you complete me. You had me at hello. Like, those lines now are made fun of. But at the moment this movie came out, they were like pretty original. So... I recommend Jerry Maguire if you want a rom-com or like a good time, because it is a good story. All right, buddy. What's your number four?
Number four for me is one that just came out. We referenced it earlier, Edge of Tomorrow.
Mm.
Heard nothing about this movie, went into the theater completely blind, and I really enjoyed it. It was, it was a really good action movie, one of the better action movies I think I've seen Tom Cruise in recently.
Yeah, it was definitely inventive, no doubt. Groundhog Day meets science fiction. It was pretty sweet, honestly. I went into this, like, it bombed at the box office, sadly. Mm-hmm. It got good reviews, and I was really surprised how good it was. Sadly, it didn't make my top five, but I definitely enjoyed it, and it's definitely a great action movie. All right, my number four is Minority Report.
Okay.
Yeah, have you seen this one?
Yeah, I have it further up on my list.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a Spielberg film. This one is a mind blower at points. I remember seeing this when I was younger, and it was one of those first movies that like there was a lot of conspiracies going on that I saw, and like trying to follow that plot line like then was a little tough. But watching it again, it's so well made, and this really is a world that is created. Like the science and the way they do the criminal justice system, trying to predict how things happen. It's really cool, and I mean, it does lack a little bit of, like, heart to me. Like, that's my one flaw.
Okay. But
there's just so much great in this film. And Tom Cruise is running around so much, being chasing people, trying to get information. Like, it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. And one that has sort of become a classic. It's from 2002, but when you hear Minority Report, it's, like, one of those films that, like, is in the echelon right now.
Sure.
All right, so... what's your number three?
My number three is Minority Report. So, there you go. Yeah, I think you said it well, summarized it well. What makes Minority Report so good? It's really great to see Tom Cruise with Spielberg.
Mm-hmm. Did you see War of the Worlds?
I think a long time ago. It's not on my list.
Yeah, it's not on my list. But that one's not as good to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little boring, but yeah, they definitely work well together. I mean, two greats in the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. All right. So my number three is, ironically, Mission Impossible 3.
Okay.
So this movie is directed by J.J. Abrams, and it's really dark. Like, it's a dark action thriller. And what I love about the Mission Impossible franchise is that it's unlike almost all franchises in that, well, it's like, I guess, Fast and Furious, where the movies have changed and evolved over time. Mm-hmm. Like, the first one was, like, super serious. Second one was, like, pretty B-action. Third one becomes, like, a dark thriller mystery, because there's a lot, like, of underground stuff going on here. And what makes this movie great, not only is Tom Cruise, like, he really delivers what I think is the best dramatic performance in the series from him, but there's also my favorite villain in the series in Philip Seymour Hoffman, who just lurks in the shadows for the whole thing. And what I like about this movie lies that Ving Rhames is Luther, He's in all of them, but in this one, he really has a more prominent role.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mission Impossible 3 really helped establish the series back to, like, being successful after the badness of the second one, which was just a lot of slow motion, boring things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mission Impossible 3. All right. So, what's your number two, bud?
My number two is Ghost Protocol. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Mm. That's my favorite of the Mission Impossible series. It's when things get a little more over the top versus Mission Impossible 3.
Yep. I'm actually, I'm right with you there in the second.
That's your number two. Okay.
And I don't usually do this where I put two of the same franchise, but because they are so different.
They might as well be from different franchises.
Yeah, like they have no similar tones or anything, and way more new characters are established. And this one is better. Like, to me, it's way more fun. I remember seeing this in the theaters like three times because like every time there's something new to like watch. Like, the scenes are insane. The one with him climbing up the building.
Yeah.
With, like, the suction cups on his hands. That's incredible. Insane. And then, like, he's just supported by such a great cast in this. Like, Paula Patton really delivers. Simon Pegg is super funny. Like, hey, he really brings the tone of shift. And then Jeremy Renner, like...
great as always.
Yeah, as always. So, this was a good one. The one thing, like, the villain, I don't remember as well. It was, like, a lot of, like, Russian people, I think.
Yeah.
Something but like, I mean, I think that wasn't really what their focus was. I think it was delivering super great action pieces and just having a great time. But yeah, so, and now we get to our number one.
Should we do a little honorable mention?
Yeah, there's a lot of like ones that I miss. Like Vanilla Sky is a really good script. A Few Good Men is such a good movie that I just couldn't fit on here. But like, that's an Aaron Sorkin screenplay, and Cruise really does deliver a lot. Like, he is in the driver's seat of like what the audience is feeling throughout the movie. And I mean, Jack Nicholson also delivers a lot on that. Rain Man.
Yep, that was on my honorable mentions.
Such a good one. Top Gun. I'm not a big Top Gun fan, but this movie has like a special place in a lot of people's hearts, being like definitive of the 1980s. I mean, it's really quotable, but yeah, Tom Cruise is what this movie, like, he gets bullied by people, he sticks up for himself, falls in love, like, saves the day. There's just so much that he does. So that's a good one. I mean, I don't know if you're an Outsiders fan. I wouldn't call that like a Tom Cruise movie, but he's in it. And like, that was the first one that gave him exposure. By the way, can you believe they're making a Top Gun sequel?
I know. I saw that.
Which is...
that's ridiculous.
I don't really understand why.
Do you know who's directing it?
Let me see here. I don't off the top of my head, but it's this guy named Joseph Kaczynski, who's rumored to do it.
Oh.
And he did Oblivion and Tron Legacy. So, not classics.
No.
So this might be like, eh. But I'm excited for Mission Impossible 6. That'll be good. All right. So the honorable mentions were long. There were a lot of them. But my number one is the one that really established him as a star. Risky Business. Yeah.
Classic. I'm like sad to say I haven't seen it, but even if I, like, even though I haven't seen it, I still know so many of the scenes from this movie.
Yeah, no, this is so fun, this movie. And it's actually really dramatic. Like, it's taken him on a ride that is a little hard to follow because it's really out of left field, some of the stuff that happens. Like, it's about this high school kid who's trying to get into like an elite Ivy League school, and he's home alone for like the week, right? So he doesn't know what to do. And then, like, he finds, like, a prostitute or something that he falls in love with. And, like, she takes him on, like, a crazy adventure. It's really out of left field, like, if you think about it. But the movie really does play it organically. And the dialogue is so good. And this, like, Tom Cruise is so charismatic in this. Like, you just have to watch him. And so Risky Business, for me, is, like, that definitive 80s. Like, this is Tom Cruise's what, like, Saturday Night Fever is to John Travolta. In that, like, it's just them being young, having fun, and just getting themselves in the worst situation possible and then getting themselves out. I really recommend this to anyone who, one, wants to, like, see what the 1980s was like, because there's a lot of cultural references in this. Also experience just, like, a great teenage story that's, like, super funny, But like a lot of crazy stuff happens. Like the pimp comes after him and stuff like that and threatens him. So it's a great time, honestly. So what is your number one,
Alex? My number one does not get more Tom Cruise or more 80s than Top Gun.
Top Gun is number one. Oh.
It's a total just like cheese ball of a movie. It's so cheesy, but I love it. It's just a classic movie. I remember watching it when I was like 7 or 8 and it was like my favorite movie ever then. And I've loved it ever since. Like a special place in my heart.
Oh, yeah. So you were also a... Who's the supporting guy in that?
Val Kilmer?
Yeah. I miss Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
He was really good back in the day.
He really hasn't been up to much lately.
No, he hasn't. But yeah, this movie, I mean, his like the death that happens, like that's out of left field too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good. So yeah, Top Gun, Risky Business. I mean, both are iconic movies. I mean, I feel the need for speed. Like, how many times have we heard that?
Exactly.
I thought that was from like Speed Racer or something, but no. It's from Top Gun. Man, so I think Tom Cruise is also not close to finished.
No.
I think he's still going to be popping out movies left and right.
And so. Action movies at that, like,
yeah,
he's going into his 60s still as the leading man of one of the biggest action franchises.
He loves doing his stunts. He really does. So, yep, that is the Tom Cruise segment for the show. There is some movie news. Are you a WWE fan?
I am not.
You never had a phase?
I didn't. When you were like 10? I feel like I should have, but I didn't.
Well, there's news that Bradley Cooper is going to play Vince McMahon, like, who's the head of in a WWE biopic. And, like, that just sounds incredible to me. I had a phase in wrestling. And, like, Vince McMahon is just the super over-the-top, like, crazy guy. And just seeing Bradley Cooper in that, I don't really know if I can. Because, like, Cooper sort of has a type to me. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Because Vince McMahon is crazy. I don't follow WWE, but I still know how crazy he is.
Yep. And were you a fan of Lucy? That's Luc Besson. That's the guy who did Valerian.
Oh.
Okay. Same filmmaker. Well, for some reason, Lucy 2 is in development. So, for all those Lucy fans out there, there will be another one. And then, wow. The initial reviews for Blade Runner are coming out, and they are impressive.
Okay. Like,
this comes out next weekend. We will be sure, after fall break, to come back with our reviews of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they're calling this, like, near classic. Like,
wow.
It's a great expanse on the original.
That's good to hear.
They're saying, like, Ryan Gosling really fills in Harrison Ford's shoes really well, which, I mean, not surprising. Gosling's at the top right now both popularity and talent. So we'll see. But like, I am very excited for this because I was very apprehensive. But like you said, this director, Denis Villeneuve, is the dude who did Arrival, Enemy,
Sicario.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of great stuff. So this should be good. Prisoners, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's next week, and I'll surely be on the next show. But like this week, besides American Made, which did get good reviews and did pretty well at the box office, we'll get to that. Flatliners has a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, you hate to see that.
Yeah, I mean, it just looked like a TV movie. Like they were just trying to piece together this crappy 90s film.
Yeah. I mean, it was based off a 90s film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland was in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. But, yeah, and then, so there's a lot more, like, It. The movie It 2 is now in, like, pre-production, like, officially. There's still no word on the cast. But that will surely be huge news when that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that movie's still going strong at the box office, honestly. So,
and it's going to pick up again once we get into October. Well, I guess today's October 1st, but later in October, Halloween season.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, there's talk about them wanting to bring back the original kids. So maybe they'll do a lot more flashbacks or something.
Mm.
Like, maybe that's how they'll do it. Because I don't know if they'll just kick them to the curb. I mean, they might. But we'll see. man. It. And then there was development for a Sex and the City 3 movie.
Wow.
But that got canceled, luckily.
Oh, no.
To save us all.
I would have been very excited for Sex and the City 3.
You ever watch that show?
No. Or the movies.
It's not the best. It is not the best at all. But, yeah, I mean, this fall season, like, Thor Ragnarok's coming up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's looking better and better, honestly.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited for that.
Yeah. I mean, I wish Chris Hemsworth did more, personally, because, like, the guy has a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like I see his brother in more things than, like, him. That's just a little weird. It's like, the dude's great.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Also, going back to American Maid, Domhnall Gleeson, he has been in so many good movies the past, like, 5 years. Like, and he's in so much pre-production and, like, post-production completed stuff. Like, he was in Star Wars The Force Awakens, yeah, which automatically makes you, like, a household face. Mm-hmm. So many people see that. He's going to be in Goodbye Christopher Robin. He was in Brooklyn, which got, like, Oscar noms. He was in Ex Machina.
Yeah.
He was in The Revenant. He was in the Harry Potter movies as the brother. Like, this dude has been in a lot of stuff. Like,
and Black Mirror.
Yeah.
If you're a Black Mirror fan.
Just don't think of him as being such an established face now, but he really is. Like, he's in so much. Wow. But, yeah. They were saying that, the new film, The Flatliners, was just, like, one of the most lazy horror films of the past, like, 20 years.
Is it... Are they, like, marketing it as a horror movie? I, like, wasn't sure what they were going for. To me,
no. It was, like, a thriller-ish.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks so dumb to me. And, like, I feel like they just gave the whole movie away into that.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I've been, this past week at Lafayette College, this cinematographer named Kirsten Johnson came.
Hmm.
Now, this was, like, at first I was a little apprehensive, because I didn't really know the name Kirsten Johnson, but this is the cinematographer for, like, Citizen 4, which is the...
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, which is the Snowden documentary.
That's one of my favorite documentaries, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. She did all the camera work for it.
Oh, wow. And
yeah, so she's really established. She's done a lot of great films. She did one with Al Jazeera, that guy. Like, and she has her own film called Camera Person, which was... She took pieces of her work from every project she's ever done,
mm-hmm,
and spliced it together to show, like, what it is to be someone behind the camera. And it was mind-blowing. Like, it was really confusing at times just because there was a lot happening and there was no linear story or anything, but there was an emotional arc to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this movie, like, really, really hit me. And I'm not a documentary fan, personally. Like, I like scripted, you know. I grew up with, like, Hollywood films and everything. Mm-hmm. But this was, like, an exception to me where, like, it really showed the power of, like, just capturing the world and, like, what a camera can actually do to someone. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's great to just realize that every now and again, like, what that is. Like, what having documentation of images can be and how you can all splice it together and really manipulate it. And she came and talked to our class and just told us all this crazy stuff. Like, she was studying people's hands and, like, how people would hold pencils and, like, make art out of that. Like, say, like, she would film people write and stuff. Like, really, she was just watching little tiny things, and so that's what she would record.
Just attention to detail, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was a great... One of the best talks I've had in... at Lafayette, for sure. But... She blew me away. And she also recommended this film. I really want to get into foreign films a lot more.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's such a big like market of great little projects. But there's this one called All Those Sleepless Nights, which she was talking about, which is from this Polish director. And all he does is follow these two guys partying around Europe. Like, he just goes to parties with them and films them interacting. And then with that footage, he then like puts in a couple scenes of like drama in between with them.
Uh-huh.
But like, he just got these two actors by going to parties and seeing them move well.
Huh.
So that's how they got cast, and like they got into this whole project, and it just seems like a really cool thing. And like, I'm getting a little sick of these big budget films, so I just want to get into these little projects a little more.
Is there like actually enough like meat in that story?
That's what a lot of saying. Like, it's a beautiful movie, and like, it's not like anything you've ever seen, but it is a little. Where is this going? Sort of.
Yeah, like, sure.
There's no arc. It's just a story about watching young people live their lives, which it's an observational. So that's probably why she talks so highly of it. Like, she said that was like her favorite movie. But let's see. Yeah, there's a lot of good indie movies coming out though. And, like, next weekend the Florida Project comes out.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that gets like a wide enough release.
For us to see it. I kind of doubt we're going to get it over here.
Yeah. But, like, Willem Dafoe looks good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he needs an Oscar.
Has he never won one?
No. He's like a Steve Buscemi type. They just don't get the respect they deserve.
Yeah.
You know what? I saw the trailer for this movie called Brawl in Cell Block 99. It stars Vince Vaughn in jail. Like, he's just a criminal.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it just seems odd to take Vince Vaughn, like...
It's not a comedy, is it?
No, it's a drama. But he's really trying to expand his range after being in Hacksaw Ridge as the lieutenant, which, it's a little out of place, because you just see Vince Vaughn and you think Wedding Crashers and, like, Swingers to me.
Yeah.
But this is one I do want to check out, for sure. It looks really different to me. And like, it looks like a classic sort of jail film, which there's not that many of those like lately. It's been a while. I feel like Shawshank set the bar so high
for prison movies. Yeah,
like, it's really hard to make something good. But are you a fan of Wedding Crashers?
I am. I haven't seen it honestly in like 3 or 4 years, so I don't have like a super good memory of it. But I remember really liking that early on in high school. Like, that was kind of where I was at humor-wise.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the film Swingers?
No, but I've been meaning to.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's made on, like, practically no budget.
Mm-hmm.
Just him and Jon Favreau. And Favreau wrote it. And so they both star in it. And it's really about just, like, this comedian who's down in the dumps. Who really has no confidence or, like, direction in where he wants his career to go, because he just broke up like his longtime girlfriend and like lonely. And Vince Vaughn's like his foil. Like, he's the really confident, outgoing one. And he tries to get Favreau to like go out and have a good time. But I mean, it's one I definitely want to check out again, because it's been a while since I've seen it, for sure. And I mean, I just love those first movies of great like directors and everything.
Yeah.
Like, they mean so much to like where they have gone and come from, because that is their first idea pretty much. And like, when you have your first idea, like, you really think it's the best. So
yeah,
and after that it's like, oh, I gotta do something, you know what I mean? But we'll see. But yeah, it's been a slow week in movies. There hasn't been too much news. But yeah, I mean, this Ellen Page movie, I mean, Ellen Page's career hasn't really taken off lately. She had those couple good roles in Juno and Inception.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
I haven't really seen her in much, like, good film.
Because she's in Flatliners, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this past week, in limited release, The Battle of the Sexes came out, which is the Steve Carell, Emma Stone film where, like, the... They play tennis against each other.
Oh, it's the Billie Jean King one. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you familiar with this, like, story?
A little bit, yeah. I just know... I actually don't know how the match ended up going, but I know Billie Jean King back in the day was really upset with all the sexist treatment in tennis and just the assumption that male players are better than female players, and there had never really been a match between a high-level female player and a high-level male player. Mm. So, yeah, she challenged the top male player at the time to a one-on-one tennis match.
Did she win?
I don't know, actually. I guess you'll have to go see the movie.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, it's good cast. Emma Stone and Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Steve Carell fan.
Yeah.
I think, like most people, The Office is like a cult classic.
For sure. And it's exciting to see him move into more serious roles, like he did with Foxcatcher. And
yeah. Did you like Foxcatcher?
I really liked Foxcatcher, yeah.
That movie hit me like a brick. Because it was so minimal in its filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
It just really showed their lives. And like Channing Tatum as like the washed up Olympian. Like, yeah. How he had really no point, you know? It was really dark. And then Steve Carell, I mean, being the rich guy, really had no point either. So they come together. But yeah, I mean, he's had a crazy career, Steve Carell. Starting in film, then doing the comedy. Like, Anchorman was a big break for him. But like, he was still like a side character.
Mm-hmm.
Then 40-Year-Old Virgin, he was a leading man, but like, not really a taken seriously leading man.
Yeah.
But that movie's so funny, 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
Like, legit. And then Little Miss Sunshine was, like, he was also a supporting character in that. But you could take him seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then Evan Almighty was, like, horrible. Dan in Real Life. Did you ever see that one?
No.
That was
Have you?
Yeah, that's a really good, like, little rom-com for me. It's about this guy who falls in love with his brother's girlfriend.
Okay.
So... But he didn't know, like, at first it was his brother's girlfriend. It's a little weird, but I really enjoyed that one. And then his big leading man first movie was Get Smart, which...
Yeah.
Because that was, like... It was good at the box office. It made a ton of money because it was, I guess, like, just a fun action comedy.
I think I remember liking that, but I was also, like, 10 or 11.
Yeah, no. It was one of those movies that, like, a lot of people saw, but, like, didn't really have that much staying power.
Mm-hmm.
And then his next movie was Date Night with... Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Another one like that. Like, it was fine to watch, but, like, you're not really going to go rewatch it. But, like, those two really opened him up to, like, being on posters as the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crazy Stupid Love is one of my favorite, like, romance movies of the past 20 years. Because there's a lot of twists and turns in that plot. And, like, it's one I don't want to spoil for anyone because, like, a lot does happen. And it's great if you go into it blind.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a good movie.
I actually have not seen it.
I recommend Crazy Stupid Love for sure. And then did you see Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
Were you disappointed?
I kind of I mean, it was about what I expected.
Mm. I overhyped it for sure because I was like, "Oh my god, Anchorman, one of the best comedies, like every scene is a quote," but
I understood, like, I knew going in, okay, I watched Anchorman when I was, like, a young kid, so, like, it probably was going to be a lot funnier than I remember. I thought the ending to Anchorman 2 was actually kind of funny, how they just went completely over the top.
Yeah. Way over the top. I like the Jim Carrey appearance.
Yeah.
And then, did you see The Big Short?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you a big fan?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. That was one of my favorite movies of 2015.
Yeah, it was a good movie, for sure. I don't know if I really love the storytelling style.
Okay.
Just Gosling sort of narrating sometimes, but it was a fun watch, don't get me wrong. And I was surprised to see that was the director of Anchorman.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah, no, I did
Adam
not.
Adam McKay?
Yeah, I did not think that at all.
And Step Brothers, wow, that was a... very large transition there in between.
Yeah.
Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, and then
Big Short. The Big Short, which won an Oscar for, I think, screenplay or something.
Wow.
So, that's impressive, for yeah. sure. Yeah. Jim Carrey's in the news lately. He's doing a lot more interviews, talking about how the old Jim Carrey's dead.
I saw him on Fallon the other day.
Yeah, he's trying to get back in there, in the industry. But he's not trying to do the same work. You know, he's not doing any more butt talk.
Toilet humor type stuff.
Yeah. I miss that guy. But I guess it's good. You don't really want, like, a 55-year-old dude
doing that. Yeah,
but yeah, I'm hoping he finds another success, because it's been a while, like a really long time. Because Dumb and Dumber 2 was not good.
No,
Kick-Ass 2 was not good.
No,
Burt Wonderson was horrible. Mr. Popper's Penguins was meh. I Love You, Philip Morris was a bit of a disappointment from like a standpoint.
But it could have been, yeah.
Yeah, Disney's Christmas Carol was like his last like hyped movie, but that wasn't good either. Mm-hmm. Yes Man was like really popular. Wasn't that good though. But I do like Yes Man, don't get me wrong. And so like I just wish him the best.
Yeah.
Because he was funny like 20 years ago. Like the best, honestly.
And he showed he could hit it in some serious movies like The Truman Show. Like Truman Show is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Truman Show is really good. No doubt.
And Eternal Sunshine of the
Spotless Mind. I love that one.
Yeah.
So I missed the talk last week about Kingsman 2.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Kingsman 2?
I thought it was really good. Like, okay. But nowhere near the first one. Because it dragged a little bit for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was also thinking of the plot and it made no sense to me. Like they spent so long just traveling from one place to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a little annoying. And it was a little too much CGI, like, in between some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have that for sure, but it was all right. And, like, it's not like I was bored or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like, didn't wow me. But I do recommend seeing it for sure. I mean, Taron Egerton's so good in this.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of where I was at, where, you know, it wasn't bad necessarily, but it didn't do a whole lot.
I just wish, like, Channing Tatum and Jeff Bridges were in it more.
Yeah, we're, like, actually in the movie.
They were in some of the trailer, like, a good amount of it.
Uh-huh.
And there was a great moment, like, at the end. You know, I'm not going to, like, spoil, but, like, there was, like, that sad moment. Like,
oh, yeah, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, that there were some emotional scenes in that movie that worked. Primarily one in particular.
Yeah. No, it caught me off guard. Because, like, in the first one, that guy, like, was established. So that was good. And, all right, so the weekend estimates have come in.
Yeah, should we get into box office?
Know, I'm gonna do that. Oh, snap. But, yeah, the first in number one this week is American Made, which is not too surprising. It made, well, Box Office Mojo
is it down for you too?
Yeah, it's down.
Yeah, it's down for me.
But I do know that's a number one.
Little bit of technical difficulties.
Yeah. So American Made made $17.3 million this weekend.
Okay.
So that's not too bad.
And what was the budget on that?
Let's say. I don't have that right now. Because, yeah, Box Office Mojo is down. But I do know that's a number one. So that's
okay.
Good. But we'll get back to that, because that's disappointing. And then, as we said, we talked next week, one's coming out, Blade Runner is going to do really well, I think.
Well, it needs to. It's given its huge budget. Its budget, isn't it like $200 million or something
huge.
Like that?
It's huge. It's giant. The production company just let Villeneuve do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Which I respect. But, like, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
From what I hear. Has a 98 right now on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty
solid. And I think that's what this movie needs.
Yeah.
Because it has the established brand. Has the stars. Has the reviews. I mean, what else can it have? Like, the story's not really for everyone. Like, it's very sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's not for everyone. But I think it will do good. It has a lot of generations going in. And I think Ryan Gosling really is the best star for it to bring in, like, that new audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because who else, like, can attract more people besides Harry Styles? I don't want to watch.
And I'm excited to see Robin Wright in it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of hers ever since House of Cards.
Yeah, she's good. I haven't seen that show, but, I mean, she's one of the best. And then The Mountain Between Us. The Idris Elba one. And Kate Winslet film, which looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to skip it. But I wouldn't mind watching on, like, DVD at one point. And then My Little Pony, the movie. Which is, I guess, the counter for everything. But I don't think I'm going to go see that anytime soon or ever.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that too.
Yep. And then new streaming and like on DVD and everything. Transformers The Last Night. Good luck watching that one.
I mean, Allie will be excited for that.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that one anytime. The Beguiled, the Colin Firth movie with Nicole Kidman and like this giant cast,
mm-hmm.
Dakota Fanning, where he's like trapped in the house by like all these women. That made no money at the box office this year, but
yeah, really. I didn't hear much buzz about this, considering how like star-studded the cast is. Yeah,
but it's like a time period piece, so no one really wants to watch something that happens that long ago. And then 47 Meters Down, which I guess is a fine shark movie, but like nothing special.
Yeah, I'm not very excited to go see that.
No,
I think, was it Allie who was talking about who actually liked 47 Meters Down?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Wonder Woman has been available. So that's probably the best one to go see.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And then The Big Sick is available.
Yeah, I'm really excited to go check that out because I missed that in theaters.
Yeah, I saw that a lot. And it's a really good script. So if you get a chance, check out The Big Sick for sure. It's like 80% based on like his life, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And like how he met his wife. And it's like a good story. Like it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of good jokes. He's doing a lot of stand-up in it. So like those moments are really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Kumail Nanjiani, like he's done a lot in his career, like writing for shows and everything. So it's good. It's good to see him get like a big break. And
starring role, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and like the director of that was the guy, the big director of all those good comedies, like Knocked Up.
Hot American Summer? Or no.
Yeah, no, it's Judd Apatow was the director, who's had a lot of misses lately.
Did Judd Apatow direct this?
Yeah, he directed it. He didn't write it, but he did direct The Big Sick. And like he's really good at taking other people's screenplays and just telling the story. Like he did Trainwreck, which I'm not an Amy Schumer fan at all, like in her stand-up or her past movie. But Trainwreck I did like a lot. And like Funny People's an okay movie. But like he also did Knocked Up, which like is really funny. 40-Year-Old Virgin is really funny. And so this guy is like one of the best in comedy, like in terms
for
of
sure.
production. He's part of that like friend group with like Seth Rogen and everything. One thing I don't like about him though is that he just puts his wife in every movie.
Oh, does he? Who's his wife?
His wife is
Leslie Mann.
Yeah.
According to Google.
Yeah, Leslie Mann, who I've never thought is good, but she's in so much stuff because I don't know. That might be why. Yeah. Did you ever see this movie called Wanderlust with Paul Rudd? It's a really dumb comedy where like this couple is going through like a rut in their relationship. So they go to like a nudist colony and I guess you can predict the awkwardness that will ensue when you take two insecure people and just put them with a bunch of
news. That was funny enough. I think that was actually playing on a plane I was on and I did watch that on a plane.
All right. It's a plane movie.
Yeah,
it really is. Now, I haven't been able to ask you this question, but I'm curious. Have you ever seen American Psycho?
Yes.
And what are your thoughts on this film?
American Psycho. That was like one of the first movies I saw where it was like, whoa, there's something deeper going on. I remember watching it like freshman year of high school.
Like, oh, this is like a satire. Like, dude, that movie is my favorite movie.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's so many layers to it.
Yeah.
You got like sick action scenes. I shouldn't even call it action. But murder scenes.
Yeah.
You got great, like, quotes and lines and a lot of good narration, internal monologues.
Mm-hmm.
Observations of, like, his world and a lot of twists and turns. Like, that's definitely my favorite movie. But I tried watching the sequel the other night.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a sequel.
It's hardly a sequel. It stars Mila Kunis.
Hmm.
There's no such thing as, like, Patrick Bateman in it. Like, he's referenced, but, like, it's so bad. Like, I can't even fathom.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I just did a Google search. I had not heard of that movie.
Yeah, it's not good at all. Do not check out the second one. But you know what I did here?
What?
That, like, the new Jungle Book movie, there's going to be another one, right?
Jungle Book 2.
No, there's just going to be another Jungle Book.
Oh.
Like, with Andy Serkis directing.
Why? Oh, okay. I mean,
I have no idea why, but
I love Andy Serkis. But yeah, I
the last one we got was so good.
Yeah,
but this cast, it's going to be Christian Bale, Benedict Cumberbatch, Kate Blanchett, Andy Serkis, Naomi Harris. Like, that is,
wow,
that is so good at the top. And Christian Bale, I haven't seen in much lately, and I do miss the guy. Because I think he is one of the best of his generation. But he's going to play Dick Cheney. Christian Bale is going to play Dick Cheney in this movie called Backseat, which is from Adam McKay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's going to be him and Amy Adams in this movie. And how it's really a political film. But, mm-hmm. like, that should be really good.
Yeah.
Having that guy at the helm with, like, that cast. Steve Carell's also in it. So that'll be good. But yeah, I mean, besides that, Christian Bale, he was in The Big Short as that drummer guy, but, like, he didn't really do too much. And then American Hustle was, like, 5 years ago already at this time. What'd you think of American Hustle?
I really liked American Hustle. That whole series of, like, American Hustle, Silver Linings
Playbook. I love Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah, I like Silver Linings Playbook a little more.
Yeah.
But I still liked American Hustle.
Yeah, I felt like American Hustle's ending was, like, abruptly, like, pushed. I don't know what happened at the end. Like, personally, it just seemed like it all cleaned up really nicely.
But a little too nicely.
Yeah, yeah, for me. But it was a fun movie and, like, really well acted and great to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just hope Christian Bale can get, like, a cameo in the new, like, Batman movie. Well, that's not happening.
They're not going to let him do that, no.
I don't think he wants to do that.
No.
It seems like he doesn't like being Batman. He's just Batman because he's good at it. But, yeah, there's no news on castings, which is what I wanted to hear about it too. Yeah, Toby's still unemployed. Tobey Maguire is still unemployed. But he was spotted with Leonardo DiCaprio the other day.
There's a chance.
Yep, there is a chance. And DiCaprio's next film is going to be Roosevelt, it seems, where he's going to play Teddy Roosevelt with Martin Scorsese.
Okay.
As a director.
I'd be excited for that.
So that is going to be a big, like, Oscar movie for sure. Like, there's no way it isn't. Yeah, it seems like Scorsese wants to end his career with, like, working with DiCaprio. Because he's got that one that was announced, Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. And then he's got this one called Killers of the Flower Moon, which also is going to star DiCaprio. And it's based on the book by David Gran, which is, like, got really good reviews. And it's like a mystery FBI investigation about Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
that should be interesting.
Yeah. It will be interesting.
But yeah, you had Scorsese with DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street, Shutter Island. So they really have been working together a lot.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, I tried watching that Silence film because Ali said it was so good. And a lot of people said it was so good.
Silence?
Yeah, that was the one with Andrew Garfield and Adam Driver and Liam Neeson where they go to, like, Japan, I think, and It was rough.
Really?
It was really, really, really rough.
Oh, I do remember hearing about that. I haven't seen it.
And I personally did not enjoy it, personally. But it's definitely not a bad movie. Like, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just not for me. There's a lot of, like, religious undertones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I got the weekend estimates.
Okay.
So, wow. As of now, it seems American Made, I said, had 17 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is estimated at 17.3 million.
Oh, my God.
So, it looks like it is in number one
again.
So, it was in second last week because of Kingsman.
Yeah.
But now in
first. It's right back to number one. Yeah. That's incredible.
Now, these estimates could change, but they're usually very, very accurate at this point. So, that has its total gross up to 291 million domestically on a 35 mil budget. So, it's going to break 300 mil in the near future, like next weekend. So,
it's not too bad.
That beat up American Made, which had 17 mil, which is not bad. It's not great, mm-hmm. but like for that kind of film, its budget's 50 mil. So, it should make that up. And it's definitely going to do well in some other markets. So, that's like a small success. And then, in third, Kingsman with 17 mil as well. A lot of 17 mils this week.
That was a real tight race for number one.
Yeah, real tight. Dang. And then, in fourth, Lego Ninjago Movie with 12 mil. So, that's only at 35.5. Mm-hmm. And then, Flatliners made 6.7 mil. Which is honestly better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like 5. But that budget's 19 mil, so not too bad. Battle of the Sexes made 3.4, which isn't too great. American Assassin, 3.2. Home Again, 1.7. And then it just drops off in like the 1 mils. So I'm a little upset to see that Stronger, the Jake Gyllenhaal movie about the victim in the Boston bombing.
Yeah.
That has not done well.
That really is too bad.
Because it has really good reviews. Like, apparently a great performance. One I will have to check out. But it is in, like, a limited release.
Yeah.
And I also did not see much trailers for it at all. So I don't know where that was. But that is the box office. It's been the September that's broken the record by, like, far of most at the box office, mainly because of It.
Yeah.
Usually, movies of Its acumen come out in the summer.
Really, just because of it. I mean, there really haven't been any other movies in the last month or two that have been, like, huge draws other than It.
Yeah. Nope. So, that's the estimates were going to be different. Like, they thought Kingsman was going to get number one.
Mm-hmm.
But no. I mean, It's just holding on. So, yeah. I mean, it's been a good September.
It's been a good September. Yep.
And it's gone fast. We need a movie theater on campus.
That would be fantastic. I mean, that's the one downside to a small school is not having a movie theater. I mean, we do have a movie theater.
The thing is though, we got that great cinema.
Yeah.
And they play like the faculty movies on like Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. And then they, like, have, like, a class down there on, like, Monday or Tuesday. But I don't get why they don't show something on Friday or Saturday.
Exactly.
Like,
it's just sitting there.
I would walk down there to go see something. Like, anything new, even, like, an indie film.
For sure.
It won't cost a lot to get, like, the money for that. People from Easton can walk there. There's no movie theater in Easton.
Yeah, it would be really great for the community as well.
Like, legit. Like, you don't have to... The tickets aren't going to be that much money.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe that'll be in the future, having a movie theater. But that'll make our lives easier.
Yes. Not having to drive all the way to the theater.
To the Regal.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know what's... Oh, no, it's not. Never mind. It's crazy, though. Spider-Man is still in theaters. I just saw that.
Dang.
Somehow. In October. It's about to come out on DVD.
Yeah, I would not go see that. it's been too long. It's been far too long. So, yeah, next week we'll definitely talk to you. Well, not next week, because yeah, we have fall break next week, sadly. So no show then. But the following week, we will come back with Blade Runner discussion. Also, I'm sure we'll see other movies over break. So we'll be refreshed, ready to go. Our brains will be back up to par. And then also that weekend, like movies like Marshall, the Chadwick Boseman plan.
Oh, yeah.
Marshall, got to see. I'm not excited for Goodbye Christopher Robin, but like that comes out. So definitely some new stuff as well. And so, yeah, Ali sadly couldn't be with us today. He's filming. We wish him great luck. It's got to be a fun project he's working on. He's up until 5:30 working, which is nuts.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to help him out on that.
Yeah, when are you helping?
Wednesday at 6 a.m.
Dang.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a night owl, personally.
Yeah.
I'm more of a night guy. I don't get up. But, yep. So, it has been a fun week.
Yep. Should we close out?
Yeah, anything else you want to talk about?
And I think that's about it. Mainly just, I'm excited for Blade Runner. That's the biggest thing on my mind, movie-wise, right now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. Well, it's been a fun week with you, Alex.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening, guys. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Animatronic Dinosaurs with your host, Matt Peters.
And Alex Holm.
Thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. And also a fall break and everything else. Have a good one, guys. We'll be right back.